Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, Britain's Advertising Standards Authority isn't buying Shell Oil's greenwash. The agency ruled that a Shell newspaper ad that repeatedly referred to the company's Canadian oil sands project as sustainable was misleading. Oil sands development produces about three times as many greenhouse gas emissions as conventional oil extraction. In its ruling, the British agency noted that Shell had not explained how it plans to deal with oil sands emissions. Shell agreed not to run the ad again. The ruling caused political shockwaves in the Canadian province of Alberta, where the oil sands are located. The local government is eager for oil sands revenue. Earlier this year, it launched a three-year, $25 million PR campaign to promote Alberta and to counter what it calls misinformation about the oil sands.
What do New York Senator Chuck Schumer and former presidential candidate John Kerry have in common? They're both Democrats, and they've both been targeted by the public relations firm Creative Response Concepts. Creative Response Concepts, or CRC, helped promote the anti-Kerry group Swift Boat Veterans for Truth in 2004. Now CRC is working with former employees of the failed California IndyMac Bank. More than 50 former employees, mostly from the bank's mortgage practice, blame Schumer for the bank's failure. In June, Schumer went public with concerns about the IndyMac Bank. His comments helped fuel a run on the bank when more than $1 billion of deposits were withdrawn. The former IndyMac employees accused Senator Schumer of, quote, a malicious, politically motivated act, end quote. They asked California's Attorney General to bring charges against Schumer under a state law against spreading false and damaging statements about banks.
According to corporate-funded groups, union bosses are scheming to take away workers' rights.
That there isn't going to be any secret vote. Just sign these cards showing us who you like the best. My campaign committee will collect and count them.
Labor union bosses have a new scheme to do away with secret ballot elections. Find out more at unionfacts.com.
You sure about this?
That's from an ad by the Center for Union Facts, an anti-labor group run by lobbyist Rick Berman. The corporate front group recently launched a $30 million campaign against the Employee Free Choice Act. The bill, which has passed the House, would allow employees to signal their support for forming a union by signing a card. Corporations are nervous that the bill will become law if Democrats win the White House and more seats in the Senate this November. The Center for Union Facts is running ads in eight states. Another corporate-backed group, the Coalition for a Democratic Workplace, is running similar ads in two states. Walmart also held meetings across the country, warning employees that election wins by Democrats would bring unions into the giant retailer. Workers' rights groups filed an elections complaint against Walmart, saying the meetings were illegal attempts to sway employees' votes.
The U.S. military is looking for a public relations firm to help it carry out information operations in Iraq. The contract is for up to 3 years and $300 million. An Army public affairs officer said the goal is to tell the Iraqi people, quote, what we're trying to do to help them and what we're trying to do to prevent people from using these ruthless roadside bombs that blow up people in streets, in schools, and synagogues, end quote. Firms with previous Iraq experience, such as the Lincoln Group, Rendon Group, and MPRI, are most likely to win the sizable Pentagon contract.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. We just mentioned the Rendon Group. This secretive public relations firm has provided communications support for many U.S. military interventions, including in Iraq, Kosovo, Haiti, Colombia, and Zimbabwe. John Rendon once boasted that during the first Gulf War, it was his firm that shipped small U.S. flags to Kuwait and had local residents waving the flags as U.S. troops entered Kuwait City. Rendon also organized the Iraqi National Congress, the U.S.-funded group of Iraqi exiles headed by Ahmed Chalabi. Chalabi's group was a key part of the disinformation campaign about Iraq's alleged weapons of mass destruction.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.